three surveyors and another guy. Yes, the presidents on Mount Rushmore, Washington, Jefferson, and Lincoln, all surveyors, thought it was appropriate to put that up for this slide. The prospects of success of a GPS project are directly proportional to the quality and training of the people doing it. More and more people believe that GPS is a matter of pushing the button and the answer will appear, when of course there is a good deal more to it than that if the answer is to be correct. The handling of equipment, reconnaissance, field logs, the inevitable last-minute adjustments, all require a good idea of what's going on for success. There are people who say that the operation of GPS receivers no longer requires qualified survey personnel, and that is true. If all is needed is to push the right button at the right time, but that's as if everything goes as planned, which of course it almost never does entirely. And when there are difficulties, that's when it's important to know what is happening so that you can adjust. And conventional surveying and expertise have a place as well, because sometimes it is necessary, for example, in offsets that we've discussed, to do a little bit of conventional work in a more optical way. But the bottom line is that GPS surveying requires some understanding of how the technology works.